Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report.
Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, May 22, 2020. State Tax Revenue Update, COVID-19 Impact, May 21, 2020. Public Health Emergency. On March 17, 2020, Governor Kim Reynolds issued a State of Public Health Disaster Emergency Proclamation in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Among other states, the proclamation closed restaurants, bars, fitness centers, theaters, and casinos and prohibited public gatherings of more than 10 unrelated people. Department of Revenue Actions. On March 19, 2020, and in response to the governor's proclamation, the Iowa Department of Revenue issued an order granting deadline extensions for filing several types of annual state tax returns and also delayed the tax payment due dates associated with the tax returns. That delay applied to individual income and business income tax final payments. The department also initiated an application process by which businesses could apply to the department for a delay in remitting to the state the individual income tax the business had withheld from its employees and the sales tax the business had collected from its customers. In addition, on April 9, 2020, the department issued an order that temporarily reduced the amount of quarterly estimate payments that some individual and certain business taxpayers are required to make. The order applied to quarterly estimate payments due from April 30, 2020 through July 31, 2020. Sales Tax Revenue Update. The chart that accompanies this fiscal update article depicts Iowa annual gross and net gross tax receipts minus tax refunds issued, tax revenue collected as a 365-day moving total. The time period depicted is June 30, 2017 through May 21, 2020. All state general fund tax revenue is included along with tax revenue deposits to other state funds like the Rebuild Iowa Infrastructure Fund, gambling tax, and the Road Use Tax Fund, motor fuel tax, and the sales tax on vehicle purchases. Tax refunds also include the transfer of 1/6 of the state sales tax to finance local school infrastructure. The graph shows that annual tax revenue, both gross and net, began to decline around April 8, 2020. The following table that accompanies this fiscal update article provides a breakdown of major revenue and refund sources. The data used to develop the table includes state tax deposits and tax refunds issued from March 19th through May 21st for calendar years 2019 and 2020. Over that time frame, net state tax revenue declined $555.7 million and 31.7% year over year. Five state tax components, indicated by bold and italics in the table, have individually decreased at least $10 million and 10% over the time period and combined contributed 96.8% to the overall net tax decrease. Much of the significant decrease experienced over the time frame resulted not from the business closures, job losses, and other impacts of COVID-19, but instead from the tax due date delays. A brief explanation of the change in state tax revenue over the period includes: individual income tax estimate payments. Estimate payment deposits are due on a quarterly basis for taxpayers with income sources that are subject to state income taxation but not subject to income tax withholding. The estimate payment for the first quarter of 2020 was due on April 30th. A Department of Revenue order providing a temporary alternative method of calculating the minimum amount of an estimate payment may have caused the first quarter reduction, or the reduction may have been the result of taxpayers adjusting payments to reflect lower tax year 2020 income expectations. Individual income tax payments with returns. The department's order issued on March 19, 2020 delayed the due date for tax year 2019 individual income tax final payments from April 30, 2020 to July 31, 2020. Traditionally, the state has received a large influx of these payments starting around April 15th. This year, the payment deposits were limited, and this is likely the result of the due date delay. Since the payments represent tax year 2019 activity, the revenue reduction is not the result of the recent economic situation. Corporate income tax. The department's order issued on March 19, 2020 delayed the due date for tax year 2019 corporate income tax final payments from April 30, 2020 to July 31, 2020. Since the payments represent tax year 2019 activity, the revenue reduction is not the result of the recent economic situation. Vehicle sales tax fee for new registration. May 10, 2020 was the due date for counties to remit the tax collected from the sale of vehicles, which is paid by vehicle purchasers when the vehicle is first registered. That deposit represents vehicles registered in April 2020. The May 10th deposit in 2020 was $22.9 million, while the same deposit in 2019 was $35.5 million. Gambling tax. The governor's March 17, 2020 order closed Iowa's state-regulated gambling casinos. The $50.9 million reduction in gambling revenue is a direct result of this action. The gambling revenue loss will continue at a rate of around $6 million for each week the casinos remain closed. Individual income tax withholding and sales and use tax. Revenues from both of these sources have decreased moderately, -2.7% and -6.7% respectively, and combined, the decrease from March 18, 2020 through May 13, 2020 totals $60.5 million. The decrease in withholding tax revenue has been ameliorated by an $18.9 million increase in income tax withholding received from unemployment insurance payments. Some portion of the revenue reduction experienced between mid-March and the end of July will be a real reduction in tax collections, while some portion will be the result of tax due date delays initiated by the state. It will not be until the delayed tax payments have been deposited that the economic impact of recent events can be reasonably calculated. The ELSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Jeff Robinson, Senior Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-4614. To view all charts and graphs accompanying this fiscal update article, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov and open the LSA Publications tab at the top. Click on Fiscal Analysis on the left. Then under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and go to the article titled State Tax Revenue Update, COVID-19 Impact, May 21st, 2020.